The Stoics believe that strength is not the absence of weakness, but the will to persist in the face of it. Yet today, many believe that to acknowledge weakness is to admit defeat, leading us to hide our struggles behind a mask of perfection. But in doing so, we overlook a fundamental truth, that to truly grow strong, one must first recognize and accept their shortcomings. That's why for the Stoics, admitting weakness was the first step towards building strength, because only by confronting and understanding our weaknesses can we devise strategies to transform them into strength, making a man not merely appear strong, but truly formidable. It is a rough road that leads to the heights of greatness. At the heart of Stoic philosophy is the understanding that adversity isn't just an obstacle to be endured, but a vital component for greatness of character. Because without the resistance of hardships, there can be no test of our character. Just as our muscle grows stronger through the resistance of weight, so too does the resistance of adversity strengthen qualities such as courage, resilience, and discipline within us. Thus, it's our response to suffering that reveals our inner greatness. Therefore, today's Stoic rule is one to remember. This is the hallmark of a strong mind: to turn obstacles into opportunities for virtue. This journey isn't about sheer brute force. It's about discovering and unleashing the warrior within, the part of you that refuses to give up, that thrives under pressure, and that leads with both heart and resolve. Unlock the secrets to inner strength and resilience that have stood the test of time, empowering you to face the world not just with survival in mind, but with a passion to thrive and watch as the world opens new doors to adventures, successes, and a life of profound fulfillment. Lesson 1. Building your inner citadel, the foundation of Stoic resilience. The inner citadel, a concept central to Stoic philosophy, represents your core of personal strength and resilience, fortified by wisdom and virtue. It is your mental fortress against the challenges and hardships of the external world, enabling you to remain steadfast and composed regardless of the circumstances. By developing this inner stronghold, you can maintain tranquility and effectiveness in the face of life's unpredictabilities. This lesson will guide you through the steps to construct and strengthen your inner citadel, ensuring it becomes a reliable sanctuary and a source of enduring stability. The foundation of the inner citadel is self-awareness. Start by understanding your values, beliefs, and principles. These form the bedrock of your fortress. Reflect on what virtues are most important to you, such as courage, justice, temperance, and wisdom. Consider how these can guide your actions and reactions daily. Self-awareness involves recognizing your strengths and weaknesses, which is crucial for building a resilient inner citadel. This introspection allows you to know where your walls are strong and where they need reinforcement. Developing self-control is another essential aspect of constructing your inner citadel. Stoicism teaches that we must control our responses to external events, responses that are within our power. Practice moderating your reactions to both positive and negative events. Avoid extreme emotions that can destabilize your fortress. Instead, strive for a balanced, Stoic response. Cultivating self-control enhances your ability to remain calm and rational, key traits of a Stoic warrior. Another critical component is the practice of reflection. Make it a daily habit to reflect on your day's events and your responses to them. This can be done through journaling or meditation. Reflection helps to solidify lessons learned and integrate them into your inner citadel. It also provides an opportunity to assess which reactions were in line with Stoic principles and which were not, allowing for continuous personal development. Consistent practice of Stoic exercises strengthens your inner citadel. Engage regularly in activities that challenge your self-discipline and fortitude. This could be anything from physical endurance exercises to mental challenges like fasting or voluntary discomfort. These practices toughen your psychological and emotional defenses, preparing you for any adversity you might face. Intellectual growth is another pillar in the construction of your inner citadel. Continually seek knowledge on Stoicism and related philosophies. Study texts from ancient Stoics like Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus, and apply their wisdom to modern challenges. Education not only reinforces the theoretical framework of your citadel, but also equips you with practical tools and strategies for everyday resilience. Embrace the Stoic acceptance of fate. Amor Fati. Love your fate, and take every circumstance as an opportunity granted to you to strengthen your inner citadel. This acceptance does not mean passive resignation, but an active engagement with whatever life presents. By embracing every experience as necessary and formative, you integrate the essence of Stoic resilience into the core of your citadel. Remember that building your inner citadel is a continual process. It requires dedication, patience, and persistent effort. Each step taken to reinforce your fortress enhances your ability to thrive amid life's vicissitudes. Lesson 2. Harnessing Stoic strength in adversity. Stoics view challenges not merely as obstacles but as essential components of personal growth. They teach us that our reactions to these challenges can define our character and resilience. Imagine each difficulty as a test of your Stoic training. By adopting this mindset, you are preparing to turn potential setbacks into the foundations of your strength. In Stoic philosophy, the concept of turning obstacles into opportunities is central. Marcus Aurelius famously stated, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This profound idea suggests that the very presence of obstacles is not a deterrent, but a call to action. Each challenge invites us to respond with courage and creativity. Think of a recent challenge in your life. How could viewing it as a stepping stone change your approach? Another key aspect of dealing with adversity is maintaining emotional control. Stoics prioritize rationality over emotional reactions, which helps in dissecting problems and executing solutions effectively. When faced with a problem, instead of allowing frustration or anxiety to build, a Stoic warrior pauses, assesses the situation objectively, and plans a course of action that aligns with their core values and goals. This approach not only alleviates stress, but also improves the outcomes of our efforts. Practicing mindfulness is also essential in embodying Stoic principles during tough times. Being mindful about our current experiences allows us to appreciate the full context of the challenge, without exaggeration or distortion. It enables us to remain focused and effective, not overwhelmed by the magnitude of the task at hand. By staying present, we can better recognize the resources at our disposal and apply them in the most effective ways. Reflection is a powerful tool for any Stoic warrior. By regularly reflecting on our experiences, especially the difficult ones, we gain insights into our responses and decision-making processes. This practice not only helps in refining our strategies, but also in understanding ourselves better, fostering growth in wisdom and emotional intelligence. Each reflective session is an opportunity to fortify our inner citadel and prepare for future challenges. To practically apply these Stoic lessons in your daily life, begin by identifying a challenge you currently face. Instead of dreading or avoiding it, list the ways this challenge could help you grow. What virtues could it help you develop? How might overcoming this challenge lead you to a better position than you were in before you faced it? A daily practice that can help manifest your inner Stoic warrior is the Stoic affirmation. Each morning, remind yourself of your ability to convert obstacles into opportunities. Affirm your commitment to face the day's challenges with courage and rational thought. This simple practice sets a powerful intention, aligning your mind with Stoic resilience and ensuring you approach difficulties with a warrior's strength and composure. Remember that the path of the Stoic warrior is not about avoiding difficulties, but about transforming them into triumphs of character and capability. Carry forward this mindset, and watch as you not only overcome adversities but also thrive because of them. Lesson 3. Mastering the Art of Stoic Adaptability. Stoicism teaches us that the only constant in life is change, and mastering adaptability allows us to navigate life's uncertainties with grace and strength. By embracing change instead of resisting it, we cultivate resilience and a profound sense of peace. The Stoics believe that by understanding the nature of change and our reactions to it, we can turn any situation to our advantage. Adaptability starts with accepting that we cannot control everything that happens to us. The Stoic philosophers, particularly Epictetus, emphasized that freedom comes from understanding what is within our control and surrendering what is not. This acceptance does not mean passivity, but rather an active engagement with what we can influence. When we focus our energy on our actions and attitudes rather than external events, we make the most of our personal agency. This shift in focus is liberating and empowering, enabling us to adapt more readily to changing circumstances. One of the most powerful ways to enhance adaptability is through the practice of reframing our perceptions. Stoicism holds that our judgments about events cause most of our distress, not the events themselves. By changing our perspective on what happens to us, we can reduce unnecessary suffering and respond more effectively. For instance, instead of viewing a setback as a failure, see it as a lesson or a chance to grow. This reorientation towards life's challenges encourages a more flexible and adaptive approach. Mindfulness is another essential tool in developing adaptability. By being present in the moment and fully engaging with our current experience, we avoid getting lost in worries about the future or regrets about the past. Mindfulness trains us to accept the present as it is, which is the first step in adapting constructively to it. Regular mindfulness practice, such as meditation or focused breathing, can help cultivate a calm center from which to navigate life's changes. The Stoics also taught the importance of preparing for change through the concept of premeditatio malorum, or the premeditation of evils. This practice involves visualizing potential challenges or difficulties before they occur. By mentally preparing for adverse situations, we can reduce the shock and disorientation when they do happen. This preparedness not only makes us more adaptable, but also more resilient to the stresses of unexpected changes. A practical exercise to build adaptability is to challenge yourself regularly with new experiences. These can be as simple as changing your routine, trying a new food, or learning a new skill. Each new experience trains your brain to be more comfortable with change, enhancing your ability to adapt. As you become more accustomed to dealing with new situations, your confidence in handling larger life changes will also grow. Remember that adaptability is not about losing your sense of self or your values, but about responding to life's changes with flexibility and strength. As you continue to practice the principles discussed today, you'll find yourself not just surviving, but thriving in the face of life's inevitable changes. Lesson 4: Embracing Stoic Mindfulness, the key to present moment mastery. Mindfulness in Stoicism isn't just about being aware of the here and now. It's about actively engaging with the present in a way that reflects our values and virtues. It involves observing our thoughts and actions without judgment and aligning them with our Stoic principles. Stoic mindfulness begins with the realization that the present moment is all we truly possess. The past is unchangeable, and the future is uncertain, making the present the only time we can act virtuously and impact our world. By focusing on the now, we avoid the distractions of regret and anxiety, which often stem from dwelling on past events or worrying about what's to come. This practice allows us to concentrate our energies on what can be controlled, fostering a sense of empowerment and calm. To cultivate Stoic mindfulness, start by integrating regular checks throughout your day. Pause at various times to assess your current thoughts and feelings. Ask yourself whether these mental activities align with your Stoic values. This habit not only roots you in the present, but also helps steer your actions towards more meaningful and deliberate outcomes. Over time, these pauses can transform into a natural part of your routine, greatly enhancing your ability to remain present and focused. Another powerful tool in practicing Stoic mindfulness is meditation. While traditional meditation encourages clearing the mind, Stoic meditation focuses on reflecting on daily events and how they are handled. Consider the virtues you wish to develop, such as patience or kindness, and reflect on how well your actions throughout the day match these ideals. This form of meditation not only promotes mindfulness, but also personal growth and self-awareness. Engaging fully with the present also means embracing whatever the moment brings. Stoics believe that every situation, no matter how challenging, is an opportunity to practice virtue. When faced with difficulties, instead of reacting impulsively, use mindfulness to respond with reasoned action that reflects your Stoic beliefs. This approach transforms every moment into a chance to strengthen your character and warrior spirit. Practicing Stoic mindfulness also involves acceptance. Accepting things as they are without trying to force change on uncontrollable aspects of life reduces frustration and discontent. It allows us to focus on our responses, which are within our control, rather than the circumstances themselves. This shift in focus is liberating and enables a more peaceful and productive engagement with life. To deepen your practice of stoic mindfulness, incorporate physical reminders into your environment. These could be notes, symbols, or objects that prompt you to engage mindfully with your surroundings and tasks. Each reminder serves as a cue to return your focus to the present and act according to stoic principles. By surrounding yourself with these cues, you reinforce your commitment to living mindfully. Share your experiences of practicing stoic mindfulness with others in your community. Discussing your journey can provide additional insights and encourage others to adopt similar practices. Remember that this practice is about more than just awareness. It's about active engagement with the present in a meaningful and virtuous way. Lesson 5. Building resilience with stoic endurance. Resilience, in the stoic sense, isn't merely about bouncing back from adversity. It's about thriving and growing stronger through challenges. This stoic endurance is rooted in a deep understanding that hardships are opportunities for personal development and testing one's virtues. By embracing difficulties with a positive mindset, we can transform perceived obstacles into stepping stones toward greater self-mastery. This lesson will guide you through the process of building stoic resilience, enhancing your capacity to deal with whatever life throws your way. The first step in cultivating resilience is to adjust your perception of adversity. Stoics teach us that it's not the events themselves that disturb us, but our interpretation of these events. When facing a challenge, instead of seeing it as a negative disruption, view it as a chance to practice virtues like patience, courage, and temperance. Ask yourself what this situation can teach you and how it can contribute to your character growth. This shift in perspective is crucial for developing resilience, as it allows you to engage with challenges constructively. To strengthen your resilience, engage in daily reflections on your experiences. At the end of each day, take time to consider the difficulties you encountered and how you responded to them. Were your actions aligned with stoic virtues? What could you have done differently? This practice of self-examination helps solidify the lessons learned from each challenge and prepares you for future obstacles. It also reinforces your commitment to personal growth and stoic principles. Another important aspect of building resilience is maintaining a consistent routine that supports your stoic practices. Include activities that foster physical, mental, and emotional strength, such as exercise, meditation, and reading stoic texts. These activities not only improve your overall well-being, but also equip you with the energy and clarity needed to face life's challenges. A strong and healthy body supports a resilient mind, making it easier to apply stoic teachings in everyday life. Stoics also advocate for developing strong relationships with others who share your values. These connections provide support and encouragement during tough times. By surrounding yourself with a community of like-minded individuals, you gain access to a wealth of shared wisdom and experiences. This network can offer practical advice, emotional support, and reminders of stoic principles when you're struggling to see things clearly. Practice confronting small daily challenges with a stoic mindset. This could be anything from dealing with minor inconveniences to handling work-related stress. By applying stoic principles to these smaller issues, you build up your resilience muscle. Each successful application of stoicism in minor situations builds confidence and competence, which prepares you for larger life challenges. Visualization is a powerful tool for enhancing resilience. Visualize yourself facing a difficult situation and handling it with composure and adherence to stoic virtues. Imagine the steps you would take, the decisions you would make, and the outcomes you desire. This mental rehearsal primes your mind to act according to your visualization when similar situations arise in reality. It's a form of mental training that reinforces your ability to stay calm and virtuous under pressure. Finally, embrace the concept of amor fati, a Latin phrase that translates to love of fate. This stoic concept encourages acceptance of everything that happens as not only necessary, but beneficial to your life. It is about loving your life in all its aspects, challenges included. By adopting amor fati, you can face life's uncertainties with enthusiasm rather than fear, which is the ultimate expression of resilience. Lesson 6. Harnessing the power of Stoic self-discipline. Stoicism teaches that self-discipline is essential for maintaining control over one's emotions and actions. This control is not about suppression, but about making conscious choices that align with our deeper values and principles. By mastering self-discipline, we not only enhance our ability to face adversity, but also our capacity to lead a fulfilling and virtuous life. The foundation of Stoic self-discipline lies in understanding and practicing the dichotomy of control. Recognize what is within your control, your actions, judgments, and intentions, and what is not, such as the actions of others, external events, and outcomes. By focusing your efforts on your own behavior and responses, you avoid the frustration and futility of trying to control the uncontrollable. This focus is liberating and empowers you to act more effectively. It helps maintain clarity about your goals and the actions required to achieve them. To cultivate self-discipline, start by setting clear, actionable goals that are aligned with your Stoic values. Break these goals down into daily practices that reinforce discipline, such as regular meditation, reflective journaling, or deliberate acts of kindness. Each small action should serve as a building block for larger objectives, providing a structure that guides your daily choices. This systematic approach not only keeps you on track, but also strengthens your resolve by providing constant, tangible evidence of your progress. Another important practice is to anticipate potential challenges and temptations that might lead you astray from your disciplined path. Use the Stoic exercise of premeditatio malorum, premeditation of evils, to visualize these challenges and rehearse how you will handle them. This preparation is not about pessimism. Rather, it is a way to strengthen your resolve and ensure that when difficulties arise, you can meet them with equanimity and determination. It equips you to remain steadfast, making choices that are consistent with your values. Regular self-assessment is vital for maintaining and improving self-discipline. At the end of each day, review your actions and decisions to see if they align with your Stoic principles. Consider what you handled well and what could be improved. This reflection not only reinforces what practices are working, but also helps you adjust your strategies to better meet your goals. It's a crucial feedback loop for personal development and adherence to Stoic discipline. Exercise is another powerful tool for building self-discipline. Physical training requires and reinforces discipline through structured routines and the pursuit of long-term health goals. It also provides mental benefits, such as reduced stress and increased endorphins, which can improve your mood and overall resilience. Consider how integrating regular physical activity into your routine can support your Stoic practices. Celebrate your victories, no matter how small. Recognizing and rewarding yourself for successful acts of self-discipline reinforces positive behaviors and motivates you to continue your efforts. This celebration is not about indulgence, but about acknowledging the hard work and commitment you have shown in your journey toward Stoic mastery. Remember that this virtue is not innate, but developed through consistent practice and reflection. Lesson 7. The Stoic Mastery of Fear, Conquering Inner Doubts. In this lesson, we focus on mastering one of the most common human emotions, fear. Stoicism teaches us that fear, often rooted in uncertainty about the future or discomfort with the unknown, can significantly hinder our personal and spiritual growth. By understanding and addressing our fears through a Stoic lens, we can free ourselves from these constraints and embrace a life of courage and resilience. This lesson will guide you on how to confront and conquer your fears, transforming them into opportunities for fortitude and enlightenment. Understanding the nature of fear is the first step toward mastering it. Stoics believe that fear stems from our perceptions and the value we assign to external events or potential outcomes. It is not the events themselves that evoke fear, but our thoughts about them. By changing our perceptions, we can change our emotional responses. When we view fear through this Stoic perspective, it becomes less a formidable obstacle and more a challenge that we are equipped to manage and overcome. One effective Stoic practice for mastering fear is the premeditation of future evils, or what is known in Stoicism as premeditatio malorum. This involves visualizing the worst-case scenarios in detail and preparing oneself mentally and emotionally to accept them if they should occur. This exercise reduces the impact of fear by familiarizing the mind with fear's possibilities, diminishing its intensity when faced in reality. It also helps build resilience by reinforcing that you can handle adversity, no matter the form it takes. To further conquer fear, it's crucial to cultivate a strong sense of present moment awareness. Stoicism teaches that living in the present reduces worries about the future, where most fears reside. Practice mindfulness and focus on the here and now, engaging fully with your current activities. This focus not only distracts from fearful thoughts but also enhances your appreciation of the current moment, which is devoid of the feared future events. Another Stoic strategy is to reinforce your understanding of what is within your control and what is not. Fear often involves scenarios over which we have little or no control. By accepting that some aspects of life are beyond our influence, we can redirect our energy toward actions that we can control, such as our effort, our attitudes, and our principles. This acceptance significantly reduces anxiety and builds a more robust, fear-resistant mindset. Stoics also advocate for the development of virtue as a counterbalance to fear. Virtues like courage, justice, temperance, and wisdom provide a moral framework that strengthens character and dispels fear. Focus on cultivating these virtues daily. For instance, practice courage by taking small steps outside your comfort zone, or wisdom by learning from past experiences where you successfully managed fear. Regular reflection on your progress is essential in overcoming fear. Each evening, take a moment to reflect on the day's experiences, focusing on how you dealt with moments of fear. Were you able to apply Stoic principles? What can you do better tomorrow? This reflection not only fosters a habit of self-improvement, but also reinforces your victories over fear, no matter how small. Sharing your journey of mastering fear with others can be incredibly beneficial. Discussing your challenges and successes not only provides you with different perspectives, but also offers support and encouragement. Engaging with a community, or even a close friend who shares your commitment to Stoic practices, can enhance your learning and provide motivation to continue facing your fears with courage and poise. Remember that Stoicism doesn't promise a life without fear, but it offers powerful tools to manage and overcome it. Each step you take in confronting your fears is a step towards unleashing your inner Stoic warrior, ready to face life with confidence and equanimity. Lesson 8. Embracing change. The Stoic path to personal evolution. Stoics understand that change is the only constant in life, and believe that accepting and adapting to change is key to personal growth and resilience. By learning to embrace change, we align ourselves with the natural flow of life, reducing resistance and increasing our capacity to respond effectively to new challenges. This lesson will explore how you can harness the power of change to further your development as a Stoic warrior, using it as a catalyst for transformation rather than a source of fear. To begin embracing change, it's important to recognize the impermanence of all things. Everything around us, including our own experiences and emotions, is in a state of flux. The Stoic practice of reflecting on impermanence helps to cultivate a mindset that is open to change and undisturbed by the end of situations, relationships, or phases of life. By acknowledging that nothing is permanent, we can reduce our attachment to specific outcomes and remain focused on our values and actions, which are within our control. Building on the foundation of impermanence, we can start to view change as an opportunity rather than a threat. Each new situation presents a chance to apply Stoic virtues such as wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. By approaching change with curiosity and an open mind, we can learn from each new experience and integrate these lessons into our personal and professional lives. This proactive approach transforms potential obstacles into valuable learning opportunities. Another key to embracing change is maintaining flexibility in our plans and expectations. While it is important to set goals and pursue them with determination, being too rigid can lead to frustration when things don't go as planned. Stoics emphasize the importance of adapting our strategies to current circumstances while keeping our underlying principles intact. This flexibility allows us to navigate life's unpredictabilities with grace and effectiveness. Practicing gratitude is also essential when dealing with change. By focusing on what we can be thankful for in any given situation, we shift our perspective from what we may have lost to what we still have or have gained. Gratitude not only improves our mood and outlook, but also reinforces our resilience in the face of life's inevitable shifts. It helps us to appreciate the constant flow of life and find joy even in times of transition. To further develop your ability to embrace change, engage in regular self-reflection. Reflect on past changes in your life and how you responded to them. What did you learn? How did you grow? This reflection will help you identify patterns in your reactions to change and develop strategies to handle future changes more effectively. It also reinforces your confidence in your ability to adapt and thrive. Encouraging and supporting others in their responses to change can also enhance your ability to adapt. By helping friends, family, or colleagues navigate through changes in their lives, you not only provide valuable support, but also deepen your understanding of the dynamics of change. This reciprocal process of giving and receiving support strengthens community bonds and enhances everyone's capacity to deal with change. Embracing change is a powerful way to advance your journey as a stoic warrior. It requires acknowledging the impermanence of life, maintaining flexibility, practicing gratitude, and engaging in continuous self-reflection and communal support. Remember that each change, whether big or small, is an invitation to grow, learn, and become a stronger, more resilient individual. Lesson 9. The Stoic Balance, Integrating Mind, Body, and Spirit. In this lesson, we will explore the Stoic principle of balance, a holistic approach to integrating mind, body, and spirit. Stoicism teaches that true strength comes from a harmonious alignment of our mental, physical, and emotional aspects. This integrated approach not only enhances our resilience, but also deepens our understanding of ourselves and our place in the world. We will delve into how you can cultivate balance in your life, ensuring that each component contributes positively to your overall well-being and helps you face life's challenges with a unified front. To begin achieving balance, it's crucial to understand the Stoic view of the mind-body connection. The mind and body are not separate entities but interconnected systems that influence each other profoundly. A healthy body supports a clear and focused mind, while a well-trained mind can significantly enhance physical well-being. Start by integrating simple physical exercises into your daily routine that not only strengthen the body, but also require mental focus and discipline. This practice will help reinforce the connection between your physical actions and mental state. Mental balance in Stoicism involves the cultivation of virtues such as wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Each of these virtues plays a critical role in developing a balanced perspective on life. Engage in daily reflections or meditations that focus on these virtues, assessing how well your thoughts and actions align with them. This reflective practice encourages a balanced mental approach, reducing extremes of emotion and promoting rational thinking. Emotional balance is equally important. Stoics do not advocate for the suppression of emotions, but for understanding and channeling them constructively. Practice observing your emotions without immediate reaction, allowing yourself to acknowledge and analyze them before deciding on a course of action. This method helps maintain emotional equilibrium and prevents overwhelming feelings from dictating your responses. The spirit, or the Stoic concept of the inner self, thrives on purpose and meaning. To nurture your spirit, engage in activities that fulfill you deeply, be it through professional work, personal hobbies, or community service. These activities should resonate with your core values and contribute to a sense of greater purpose. A nourished spirit is essential for maintaining motivation and resilience in the face of adversity. Nutrition and rest also play crucial roles in maintaining balance. A diet that nourishes the body supports cognitive function and emotional stability. Similarly, adequate rest is essential for mental clarity and emotional resilience. Evaluate your eating and sleeping habits to ensure they are contributing positively to your overall balance. Make adjustments as needed to optimize your physical and mental performance. Communication and relationships are foundational to achieving and maintaining balance. Stoicism teaches the importance of community and mutual support. Build and maintain relationships that are rooted in respect, honesty, and mutual growth. These connections will provide emotional support and practical advice, enhancing your ability to maintain balance in all aspects of life. Continual learning and adaptation are key to maintaining balance in a changing world. Embrace new experiences and challenges as opportunities to grow and adjust your balance. Stay open to learning from both successes and failures, and be willing to adjust your approach as you gain new insights and perspectives. Remember that the Stoic warrior strives for harmony in all aspects of life. This balance is not a final destination, but a continuous journey. Each day offers new opportunities to strengthen and adjust the delicate equilibrium of mind, body, and spirit. Lesson 10, Stoic Leadership, Guiding Others with Wisdom and Integrity. In our final lesson, we will focus on Stoic leadership, a culmination of all the virtues and practices we have explored. Stoic leadership is not about authority or power over others, but about guiding with wisdom, integrity, and compassion. This type of leadership inspires and elevates those around us, creating an environment of mutual respect and growth. As a Stoic leader, your challenge is to apply the principles of Stoicism not only to your personal life, but also in your interactions with others. This lesson will provide you with the tools to lead by example, influencing your community and workplace positively. Teaching others is an integral part of Stoic leadership and plays a crucial role in reinforcing our own understanding and commitment to Stoic principles. When we take on the role of a teacher or mentor, we are not only guiding others, but also deepening our own practice. This dual benefit arises because the act of teaching requires a clear and articulate understanding of the subject matter, compelling us to organize our thoughts and scrutinize our knowledge. As we explain Stoic concepts to others, we must reflect on these ideas deeply, often leading to new insights and a stronger grasp of the philosophy. Moreover, teaching Stoicism challenges us to live up to the ideals we espouse. It heightens our awareness of our own actions and decisions as we aim to set a credible example for others to follow. This accountability can significantly strengthen our resolve and integrity, driving us to embody the virtues of Stoicism more consistently. Each teaching moment becomes a reflective mirror, showing us where we excel and where we need to improve. Instructing others also allows us to see the practical applications of Stoic principles through different lenses. Every individual faces unique challenges and brings distinct perspectives to their Stoic practice. As we guide our students or peers through their personal journeys, we encounter diverse interpretations and applications of Stoicism. These interactions can enrich our own understanding and sometimes even challenge us to reevaluate or expand our views. Ultimately, the process of teaching Stoicism reaffirms our commitment to its practices and principles. Each success and breakthrough in our students' understanding reaffirms the value of Stoic philosophy, bolstering our belief in its benefits. In teaching others, we reinforce our own convictions and continually recommit to a life of virtue and wisdom. This reciprocal nature of teaching not only benefits the learner, but also profoundly enhances the teacher's journey in Stoicism. A Stoic leader starts by embodying the virtues they wish to see in others. This means consistently practicing temperance, courage, justice, and wisdom in every aspect of life. By demonstrating these virtues, you set a high standard for your peers and subordinates. Your actions provide a living example of how challenges can be met with calm and rational responses. Stoic leadership is about showing, not telling, and your behavior is your most powerful tool for teaching. Effective communication is crucial in Stoic leadership. It involves clarity, honesty, and the ability to listen deeply. When you communicate, do so with the intention of being understood and to foster understanding. Avoid manipulative or coercive language and choose words that reflect your Stoic values. This approach builds trust and respect, essential ingredients for any leader. Each conversation is an opportunity to practice Stoicism by being mindful of your speech and its impact. One of the core responsibilities of a Stoic leader is to encourage resilience in others. This involves fostering an environment where challenges are seen as opportunities for growth. When those around you face difficulties, guide them in applying Stoic principles to overcome these hurdles. Teach them to separate what they can control from what they cannot, and to focus their energy wisely. By promoting resilience, you help build a team or community that is robust and adaptable. Another aspect of Stoic leadership is the cultivation of a supportive community. This doesn't mean merely working towards common goals, but also caring for the well-being of each member. As a leader, strive to understand the unique strengths and challenges of those around you. Encourage practices that support mental and physical health, and create opportunities for members to bond and build trust. A strong community is the backbone of effective leadership, and your role is to nurture this strength. A Stoic leader must also be prepared to make tough decisions with fairness and empathy. Sometimes, leadership requires actions that are unpopular in the short term, but necessary for the greater good. In these moments, use your Stoic training to remain detached from external pressures and focused on the right course of action. Explain your decisions transparently, highlighting the Stoic reasoning behind them. This transparency will help others understand and accept even the most difficult decisions. Reflect regularly on your leadership journey. Stoic self-examination is a powerful tool for personal and professional growth. Assess the impact of your leadership. Are you influencing others positively? Are your decisions aligned with Stoic principles? Reflection not only aids in self-improvement, but also keeps you humble, a key trait for any leader. Finally, remember that Stoic leadership is a continual process of learning and adaptation. The world changes, and so must your strategies and approaches. Stay open to feedback and new ideas, and be willing to adjust your methods as necessary. True leadership is dynamic and responsive, always aligned with core Stoic virtues but flexible in execution. Reflect on the journey you have undertaken to unleash your inner Stoic warrior. Leadership is just one aspect of a life lived in accordance with Stoic principles. Carry forward the lessons learned and continue to strive for personal excellence and the betterment of those around you.